Welcome to Totally Patriots. Here's what's coming up on today's show.
The Patriots balled out in Buffalo, and their victory was one for the books. Julian Edelman has made some monster plays this season, but he takes us back to the first touchdown he scored in the NFL.
It was unbelievable.
We're going beyond the bench this week and introducing you to one of the guys from Patriots Football Weekly.
Guy in sort of the unpredictable cynic. You never quite know what you're going to get from.
And Professor Fritz is schooling us in some science. He breaks down what it takes to score off a punt return. He may need a lesson in driving, though.
Honk, honk, beep, beep.
Heads up, Totally Patriots is about to start.
Julian Edelman is in his fourth season here with the Patriots. Multi-talented, he's certainly proven himself. Seems like he's played just about every position. He's even got the Gronk spike down pretty good, too. Sean has got him in the hot seat right now. It's time for Patch Chat. Let's get to know this Patriots wide receiver a little better.
Thanks, Romeo. I'm in the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, and joining me today are a group of 8th grade students from Whitman Middle School. They're here to help me welcome in our Patriot of the day. Let's hear it for him, Julian Edelman. Julian, welcome. You're in the hot seat today.
I am. You ready? I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
I'll start us off. So a lot of these guys may not know that you were actually a quarterback in college. Mm-hmm. And on the Patriots, you play multiple positions. Do you have a favorite?
I like having the ball in my hands. That's for sure. Anytime you get to run with the ball and try to make someone miss, that's my favorite moment when playing.
What's your favorite movie?
I loved Rudy growing up. That movie was always good.
Who was your role model growing up?
I had a couple. I would say, as an athlete, my athletic role model was like Joe Montana. I loved Joe Montana. Jerry Rice, his work ethic was unreal. I loved Doug Flutie because he was a shorter quarterback in the National Football League. So those were some of the athletic role models. Also my father, just being the guy he is and how he, raised me to become a man. He's always been, up there with those guys too.
What was it like to score your first touchdown?
It was unbelievable. Catching a touchdown pass, your first year in the NFL from Tom Brady against the Colts on Sunday Night Football. I remember it like it's yesterday.
What is your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment, what just popped in my head, I was in outdoor ed when I was like in fourth grade and I got pantsed. So I remember that was pretty embarrassing.
Now it seems like your favorite movie was Rudy. You've looked up to the small guy and you root for the underdog. Is that something that you've felt your whole life?
Yeah, I was always a undersized kid. I was like a late bloomer. So, I was always the small kid that had to compete his way and, show the big guys that I could play too. So, that's always been kind of a trait that I've had.
The prove them wrong mentality, right?
Something like that.
Hey, I feel you on that height thing, man. If you can get past it, Julian, I definitely can too. All right, from our players on the field to the people who report about him. You know him, you love him. Let's get to meet one of the guys, one of the faces behind Patriots Football Weekly as we take you beyond the bench.
And now, from Patriots Football Weekly, Andy Hart.
I always wanted to work in sports, and at some point you realize you're not going to be able to perform and play sports. You got to figure out another way to stay in the industry, and reporting seemed to be the gig.
Sources say that the Lloyd thing is minor.
On any typical day, it's a Belichick press conference that we attend and ask questions of the coach. Then we go into the locker room.
Does it feel like it's starting to maybe click?
I don't know.
Then we come to the studio here and do a radio show. And then after the radio show, we generally do our writing for both the website and the newspaper.
You could do Mesko and say it was an improvement.
Yeah.
Switch him out for one of the rising stock.
Once we get into the weekend, it's all about the game and the post game and putting that together Sunday night, and then doing the editing, you know, coming up with a cover and getting it all done so it's ready to go to the printer Monday morning.
Do you have cover ideas, Paul?
I have nothing.
52 pickup.
That works.
52 pickup.
Yes!
Looked up and goes, oh, okay.
Andy's been, you've been talking that aspect of his game up
sure.
a little bit.
PFW in Progress, the radio show, it's really grown into a great chance for fans from all over the world to interact a little bit with the team and the information we can bring.
This team, I think, needs an edge, especially on defense.
It's kind of a barroom atmosphere, and if you go to a barroom and talk Patriots, you're not just going to get the pros, especially in New England. You're going to get some of the cons and the cynical analysis, and I think we do a good job of getting the team analyzed on all those levels. I've been here for 12 years now and gone to 5 Super Bowls and traveled to all the NFL cities, so for sort of a small town Massachusetts boy who didn't do a lot of traveling, it's been nothing but a fun run since I've been here.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, football players know all the health secrets, but Julian Edelman has an interesting take on nutrition.
The lesser feet they have or legs they have, the better.
And Danny Woodhead is one tough player, but you may be surprised what's under those pads.
I shaved my legs.
Don't go anywhere. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back. It is fall time, football season, that time of year when I'm always picking out, eating wings, pizza, nachos. I got to figure out how to stay in shape. I'm always wondering, how do the players stay fit? Sean has got Julian in the hall right now. Let's find out. It's time for Totally Fit.
Now, how old were you when you started to work out, and do you have any tips for these guys who are in eighth grade?
When I was real young, I mean, I was running around. I played 3 sports. So I was always outside playing, but I would say when I started actually working out, you know, for a sport or, you know, try to get a competitive advantage was probably when I was, you know, 15, entering high school.
What's your favorite exercise?
I love, like, the new CrossFit kind of stuff, circuit training where you run sprints and then you lift a weight and do stuff like that. I like to incorporate a lot of football stuff, so while I'm running, you know, catching a ball.
Are there any tips that you could share with us?
You know, balancing your diet when eating. You know, when you have a plate, I like to get half the plate with full of vegetables. You get a quarter of the plate with protein, so like a meat. And then a quarter of a plate with your carbohydrates, so like a pasta or like a starch, like a potato. You know, that's something that I try to do. And they say usually eat things that have, you know, the lesser feet they have or legs they have, the better. So, you know, a cow is not as good as a chicken, which is not as good as a fish. So stuff like that, if that helps.
That's some pretty good advice, man. I like the way you fill up your plate. Mine would be divided a little differently, though. I'd have like a quarter plate of French fries, quarter plate of hamburgers, and like half a plate of ice cream. It's a breakfast of champions right there, baby. Speaking of champions, it's time for science. Professor Fritz, he's back. Let's see what he's breaking down for us this week and how they do that.
I gotta say, one of the rarest and most impressive touchdowns in the game of football is the punt return touchdown. One of the scariest, too. One guy on one side of the field waiting for the ball, a stampede of players are rushing towards him. Come on, Bull. Come on, Bull. I call for a fair catch every time, especially if I put my hand over here. Now, there are many reasons for the success of a punt return touchdown, but we're gonna look specifically at Julian Edelman's 72-yard punt return touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs. A major rule of punt coverage is to stay in your lanes and never let the punt returner get behind you. These lanes, as they are called, are the routes the defensive team runs down the field to keep the ball in front of them. In scientific terms, these lanes provide the optimum angles for the defense to box the runner in with nowhere to escape. A simple rule of science is that if you are planning on chasing down your man and you take a straight line at him and mirror his movement, then you better be faster than the man you are trying to tackle. In this play, you'll see many Chiefs players taking shallow angles or straight line angles to catch Edelman, and they simply are not fast enough. The route you run is crucial to making the tackle as a defender. The poor angle results in a touchdown, while the correct angle results with the runner being tackled. Check out these diagrams. The first diagram shows the defender running at the ball but is not fast enough, which results in a touchdown. The second diagram shows the defenders running in their lanes, which ultimately allows them to cut off the punt returner and make the tackle. Ah, stay in your lanes. It's kind of like driving. Honk, honk, beep, beep. Watch out, Chiefs. Julian Edelman coming through. The correct angle to run after a runner who is broken away is a 45-degree angle and to meet him on his way to the end zone. Just like a right triangle in math, the hypotenuse connects two legs of a triangle on the football field. Following the hypotenuse is the most efficient way to tackle a runner that is broken away. In this diagram, you see that when a player is on the same yard line as the player with the ball, the angle that gets him to the ball the quickest is the 45-degree angle. If you look at the Chiefs in the video of the return, you see number 55, number 2, and number 10. Hey, wait, that's my locker combination. All take bad angles to try to tackle Edelman. They end up behind him, and Edelman is faster, thus they can't catch him. As you can see, though, it only takes a split second to get out of position. The other key element of his play was the first move by Edelman, the quick stutter step. This simple but fast move took three Chiefs out of position. You'll notice that they were too close to the ball and did not stay in their appropriate lane. If the three of them had fanned out to create the 45-degree angles, Edelman would have stood no chance, and instead one fake took out three guys. Whether it's luck, bad coverage, excellent blocking, or just a freakishly athletic play, the punt return touchdown is an exciting and fast way to put points up on the board. Anyhow, I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we score on a punt return.
Next on Totally Patriots, damn. Romeo is terrorizing the town. Boston doesn't know what hit them.
Oh, boy.
And Danny Woodhead is letting us know how he really feels about himself.
I must be boring.
Cheer up. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants. The new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Danny Woodhead could be considered one of the more shy players on the team, but we know there's a tilted side in there just dying to get out. You know, it's always the quiet ones that have a little bit of a crazy side.
What do I look for in a girl? About 5'3", brown hair, and her name is Stacia Woodhead. So I think that's all I look for in a girl. Favorite midnight snack? I'd have to say, in the past, it's been Oreos. And it's something that I can't say necessarily was planned. It'd be one of those things where I fall asleep on the couch watching TV. Next thing you know, I was getting Oreos out and probably 3 or 4 in. Metrosexual. Do I have metrosexual tendencies? When I was in high school, when I was in track, for a state track meet one time, I shaved my legs. Damn, I must be boring, because I don't have a lot of crazy or interesting things about me, I guess. Sometimes, I guess I do watch American Idol, but I'm proud of that. Most romantic date I've ever been on, you'd definitely have to ask my wife on that, because she would probably look at you and laugh, because she doesn't think there's ever been a romantic date that we've been on.
Danny, you gotta wine and dine your wife a little bit. We always take advice from the players, and this is my advice to you. Happy wife, happy life. Now, you know someone else who needs a little bit of help in the lady department. That's Romeo. Let's check in with him right now to see what kind of trouble he's getting into. It's time for Totally Facts.
impressive, man.
They're going to cut that out.
I'm an escape artist.
You're an escape artist?
And also a mind reader.
What is Denver's nickname?
Oh, boy.
The big something.
The city that starts the letter D.
I have absolutely no idea.
Mile High City.
Nice. Can you name all four of the professional sports teams in Denver?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, I can.
That's Buffalo Bills.
A really cold man.
Oh. Nuggets, Avalanche, Broncos, and the Rockies.
Nice job. What year was Denver established?
I'm so clueless.
1848
as a mining town. Actually destroyed twice, once by fire, once by water. You can tell by your emotions, you're not too moved by that. What song about America was written in Denver?
Would this be a John Denver song?
Like if you had to guess.
America the Beautiful, I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
America the Beautiful actually written by Catherine Lee Bate. She wrote the lyrics on top Pikes Peak Mountain, which is part of the Rocky Mountains. You almost had it.
Oh, beautiful. Most gracious skies. Amber waves of green.
Now's not the time to be modest, man. But what am I thinking now?
Time to go.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots, and it is that time of the show when the players get to have a little fun and get some revenge. Let's see if John can take the pressure of our gridiron gauntlet. You guys ready? John?
Yes.
Can I call you John?
You can.
Well, I got a few questions for you.
All right.
If you win, you just might be able to get a hat signed by this guy. which Patriots player was born in Romania? A, Brandon Lloyd. B, Aaron Hernandez. Or C, Zoltan Mesko.
I'm not sure how to pronounce that last name, but I'm going to go with C.
Mesko.
Mesko.
Is there an answer on this? I don't know. Nah, definitely. Yeah, it was. It's Zoltan Mesko.
Yes.
So you got one.
Right.
You got one.
One down.
Who is the backup quarterback of the New England Patriots?
Is that Jed Hoyer?
We got Ryan Mallett. Ryan Mallett. 6'7", Arkansas gunslinger. One out of two, bud.
Yeah.
One out of two. Who is the most recent Patriot to be inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame?
Patriots.
Very versatile. Very good. Played offense and defense. Come on, John, you're killing me. He's got a color of a last name.
Oh, was it Troy Brown?
There you go, Troy Brown. We'll give you that one.
Yeah.
What player is famously known for saying after a game, Yo soy fiesta?
That would be Gronk.
Can I have a first name, please?
Rob Gronkowski.
Definitely.
Well, they pulled off the win this past weekend. That's the way to win a football game.
You're right, it is. We said they were going to. We finally didn't jinx them. Pulling out 45 of the 52 points in the second half alone. That's the first time they've ever done that. It's pretty
amazing.
Cool. This weekend, It's all about Denver, the Broncos coming to Boston, and I'm talking about Peyton Manning. It's going to be interesting.
It'll be an exciting game for sure. And let me guess, you're going?
I'm going. I'm telling you, all the home games I get to go to, I talk, I mingle with all the right people, I'm going to the game.
That sounds impressive. Amazing. I mean, how can I get to go to one of these games?
I'm going
to
sneak you into the next home game.
Okay.
No promises, though. Hand behind my back. Fingers are crossed.
Okay.
We're going to leave you guys with some highlights from the big win this past weekend. That does it for us here at Patriot Place. We'll see you next weekend.
Touchdown, Danny Woodhead. Picked, yes, Devin McCourty with a pass interception. Diving catch, Mooney. Touchdown. Wow, what a catch by Brandon Lloyd. Wide open Gronkowski, touchdown.
Rob Gronkowski going beast mode down the middle of the football field.